6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Track, but I'm not betting on the afterlife. Then you kiss his lips, he forgives you for it, he forgives you for all you've done, but not me, I'm still angry. What have I done? Why am I always missing?
The Big Guns by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins from the album Rabbit Fur Coat. What a great record. What a fantastic songwriter Jenny Lewis is. She is one of my favourite alt-country chanteuses, and that's what I'm going to say the theme of the show this week is. A handful of my favourite alt-country women throughout the show. Who the hell are you? The world screams. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme, which this week is pre-recorded, as usual, in the attic room of my little house in North Manchester. I've ever mentioned to you that I have a signed photo of Kim Appleby up in my writing room. I met Kim when I was involved with the Ivor Novello Awards some years ago. We were picking best album that year, and I was honoured to be invited onto the panel. But Kim was there, giving generously of her time as well. What a lovely girl. And still, you know, very, very beautiful, as she always has been. So there's a detail that you might not know. What else have I got in my room that you might not know about? Ah, this little cat. You might not know about this little cat. Jocelyn. Jocelyn. I woke her up just to do that for you. That's tight, isn't it? So, yeah, pre-recording the programme. It's a Wednesday afternoon for me. It's a Sunday night for most of you guys. And, yeah, as well as my favourite alt-country chanteuse on this week's show, the Beckopedia will be dropping by. Two offerings from Joe Boy-produced album Way to Blue, which is a live version of Nick Drake's songs that's been compiled on many continents over the past few years. Two songs from that, another tune from Brazos, who I'm new to. I played something a couple of weeks ago, really liked it, and this tune that I'm going to play this week is no exception. I'm going to play The Cedar Room by Doves in full at some point in the programme, and I'll fill in the gaps with sort of sketchy bits of my history and let's face it, exaggerated stories. The Dandy Warhols are my featured artist this week. If you think you know the Dandy Warhols, then you must listen to that and digest my opinion before you form yours fully. Is that clear? Okay. Let's keep the pace up. Jenny Lewis kicked us off. Let's move on to M Ward. My friend Steve Young, who I've known for many years, and we've played each other music for many years. I don't know where he's in the world at the moment. I've lost touch with him recently. But my friend Steve sent me a CD, and that's where I first heard this tune from M Ward. It's called To Go Home. And you can probably hear it fading up there, can you? Can you? Can you? Yeah.
Takes the skin right off my hide. To think I'll have to give it all up someday.
Brilliant. M Ward and To Go Home. Let's open the window, shall we? Oh yeah. The trees are blowing in the wind, but it's a beautiful springy afternoon. Come on, the sunshine. And yeah, the cherry blossom from the tree in the front garden. I've never actually seen a cherry from it because the bird life around here are pretty hungry. But the blossom from it's blowing all around my house. Blizzard blossom is what I call it. That should go into a song somewhere eventually. This next tune from Nico Case is intimidating, batty, fierce, full of dark, twisted imagery, which a lot of Nico Case's tunes are. I really love her lyrical style. It's sort of, she paints vague pictures in a kind of Bowie way, like David Bowie does. You can definitely locate them geographically in the south of America, but as to what's going on, she leaves that to the limits of your imagination. This song's called Deep Red Bells, and something to do with the conviction with which she sings those very words shakes me to my core. Ladies and gentlemen, Nico Case, who is, of course, one of my favourite alt-country ladies. My favourite alt-country ladies. My favourite alt-country ladies. I'm not sure that sounds right.
To suffer long about you. Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass?
Nico Case and Deep Red Bells. What a tune. That's from the album Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, which in itself means nothing. Dinosaur, this song is completely mental. I want to draw your attention to the Scooby-Doo style bongos throughout and the verve and energy with which the brass section initially comes in. There's really nothing very pleasant about this song at all, but as a curio, it's quite amusing. It's called Falling in Love with Love, and you will be amused. Turn it up.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. Falling for make-believe. You're playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love, with love, with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. Falling in love with love, falling in love, falling in love.
Wow, mental. Dinosaur and Falling in Love with Love. Apparently there was no amphetamines involved with the making of that tune whatsoever. That's a surprise.
On Thursday, Six Music welcomed the Flaming Lips back to the BBC Maida Vale Studios.
Hello everybody, I'm Wayne from the band The Flaming Lips. The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together. That's the power of music. I don't think anybody would like music if it made the world seem worse. It makes the world magical.
Watch highlights from their incredible career-spanning live session right now at the Six Music website.
The Flaming Lips live at Maida Vale.
Part of BBC Radio Six Music celebrates 30 years of The Flaming Lips.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
The next tune is from Brazos. It's from an album called Saltwater. I played a tune off it a couple of weeks ago. It's on Dead Ocean Records. These guys are from Austin in Texas, which indeed the Brazos River, their namesake, is the biggest or the longest river in Texas. This tune's called How the Ranks Was Won, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
That's stunning, isn't it? That's Brazos and How the Ranks Was Won from Saltwater on Dead Ocean Records. Reminds me a lot of Pearly Gate music, so I'm going to play something off that record in a little while. But that was great, wasn't it? Lobby your DJs, get on the websites there. Let's get that band the attention they deserve. Brazos and How the Ranks Was Won. Fantastic. Now on to the featured record this week, which was Way to Blue, The Songs of Nick Drake. This has been put together by Joe Boyd, producer Joe Boyd. And this is a live recording that took place at the Elizabeth Murdoch Hall in Melbourne, Australia, which is a great city. I love Melbourne. And all the recordings are fantastic. This one is Shane Nicholson doing Poor Boy live. And it's got some energy, as all the tunes I've played so far have, eh? Must be spring. Spring? Spring.
Never sing for my suburb. Never help my neighbor. Never do what is proper for my fair share of labor. I'm a poor boy, I'm a rover. Count your coins and throw them over my shoulder. I may grow stairs. Nobody smiles if I cross this aisle.
I'm poor boy, so sorry for himself.
Oh.
I'm poor boy, so worried for his.
Every day, where will he
so worried for his
health. Now then. I love music, listening to it, playing it, sharing it, all kinds of music. And there's nothing I like better than when people from different backgrounds come together to make beautiful, unique sounds. We hear it lots of times in the studio. Nitin Sawhney, Paul Simon, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Eddie Vedder. But there's something so spontaneous and exciting about live fusion performances that brings a feeling of immediacy and creativity to anyone who hears it. Like a jam session that you can't help but join in on. That's exactly how I feel when I hear Tau Seeger and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band playing El Manicero. Seeger, grandson of Pete, with his upbringing in Nicaragua and thorough grounding in American folk, meets New Orleans' most famous jazz band to play a Cuban classic. And from the moment the first note rumbles from the tuba, it's clear that the audience wants in on the action. Seeger's warm, steady voice, the rough, raucous harmony of brass, the tap-dancing rim shots, the audience's rhythmic claps, it's a wonderful, joyful thing to hear and share, and represents a common language of music that speaks to everyone and invites them in. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Se va. allí se le entona su pregón. Y si la niña escucha su cantar, llama desde su balcón.
Tao Seeger with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and that was El Manicero. Thank you to the Beckopedia. She'll be back next week with more knowledge. What a wonderful person she is, eh? This one I first played on the show back in 2009, so 4 years ago. I still have to count the months on my fingers, you know, to work out January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. There you go, there's a public admission. So August of 2009, I played this tune on the radio, and I have to admit to you, I don't remember it. I came across it while I was going through my library the other day. I think it's great, and I obviously thought it was great back then because I played it, but I haven't played it, and to my knowledge, heard of the band since. It's called Cobblestones, it's by Custom Blue, and it's tempting to go on the internet and find out what Custom Blue, if anything, are up to now. But I'd prefer if you got in touch and let me know, because that would mean us communicating. Whether you have a song for Guy recommendation, I stress, not request, but recommendation, whether you have a song for Guy recommendation or knowledge of what Custom Blue are up to, or if you just have any witticisms or criticisms, gags, tell us how your week's been, you know, just communicate with us. I love it. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I get an awful lot of emails being very complimentary about the music I make with Elbow. It's always appreciated. I must remember to tell you that more often. I don't read them out on the radio because that would be strange. But yeah, it is well appreciated, and I keep them all, and I make sure the band see them all as well. So thanks for that. But yeah, anything other than Elbow, get in touch. Let me know so I can read it out on the radio. Here is Custom Blue with Cobblestones from the album All Will Be Well.
Yes.
great, isn't it? Custom Blue and Cobblestones from the album All Will Be Well. Let me know what's going on with them, anything you find out. The next tune's from Field Music. It was a Song for Guy recommendation from many moons ago. It's called In Context, and it led to me falling in love with the band and inviting them to play with us a couple of times. They are, of course, favourites of Mark Riley's as well. The Brewis Brothers, they're a lovely bunch, and this is them with In Context. Here we go. Field Music and In Context. Last year, Elbow did a gig at Jodrell Bank Space Telescope, which is a little bit of a... what would you call it? It's like a local landmark, but it's somewhere you go at primary school. It's something that this part of the world is very proud of. It's an enormous radio telescope from the Cold War era. Lots and lots of stories and legends surrounding it. And yeah, we played a gig there. They put gigs on in the summer, and we were allowed to choose our own bill. We were allowed to choose everybody playing that day, which was great. So we had Willie Mason playing, and we had Leanne Le Havas playing, and we had Field Music playing as well. So yeah, it was a great... Oh, and we had Cherry Ghost on as well. It was such a great day. I loved every moment of it. And yeah, if you were there, nice one, because everybody stood in the rain come the evening, but everybody stuck around as well, which was very cool.
Hello, I'm C6 Steve. I left home at 13 and I've been travelling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday and I've been travelling ever since.
I slept rough as I travelled my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You have to remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Pearly Gate Music, The Big Escape. I said earlier on that I was going to play some of these. I was reminded of them by the Brazos record. They may even be connected in some way. Who knows? But, this is from Pearly Gate Music's first album, which was Pearly Gate Music. It's called The Big Escape. Very beautiful, sort of rusty homegrown recordings, that record. It is, as always, on the amazing Bella Union, which, in my opinion, is the best record label on earth. Once again, Pearly Gate Music from the album of the same name. This is The Big Escape. Great, isn't it? Remember to buy your music, everybody, eh? You must buy your music. What do we have here? No, not that one. Not that one. Do you know, I label these things really clearly in brightly coloured markers so I can find them. and then I still lose them. Rosie Chambers got in touch. She said that she just listened to the programme I made for Radio 4 and 6 on The Rainy City. Perhaps somewhat inexplicably, it's made me want to go to Manchester, she says. I now live in Australia, so it's a bit of a trek. Well, I've made it over to your country enough times, so you owe me one, Rosie. Anyway, I've introduced my office to the joys of Six Music, and we listen to your Sunday night show every week without fail. Yes! One beauty of the time difference means it now brightens my Monday mornings. Thank you for that, and for introducing me to such lovely new and old songs every single week. I always buy them, says Rosie. Keep up the grand work. Thank you so much. Yeah, I made a documentary on why Manchester is great, and the tenuous link, or excuse, if you like, to do that was by talking about its weather's involvement with its many firsts, both artistically and engineering-wise, socially and all sorts. I was just showing off Manchester to anyone who'd listen. It's permanently on the BBC iPlayer if you want to go and have a listen. As is another documentary I made for Radio 4 called The Honest Musician's Fear of Accidental Plagiarism. It's brilliant. Features Hal Gelb from Giant Sand. And even if I say so myself, a really good listen. So go on, patronise me. Thanks to Bitch Moan Whinge and Tilly Blue Skies, MV Jelly and Leighton Boy, Hannah HP, Ian Kerwin, who else is on here? Tom in Shrewsbury, all whom sent in nice texts and tweets all last week. Love Sunday nights with Guy Garvey, says Leighton Boy. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for playing Beth Gibbons. I forgot just how wonderful it is. Thanks for helping me through my last piece of crap coursework, from Tom in Shrewsbury. Tom, you are welcome. Let's have another tune from Way to Blue, the songs of Nick Drake, this live tribute to the songs of Nick Drake that's been arranged by his producer, Joe Boyd. This is Christy Warren's version of Time Has Told Me, and I think you're going to love it.
And time
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go. Looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Paul McCartney's Ram and Heart of the Country. That song either really irritates people or puts them in a very good mood. With me, it can be either way, but most of the time it puts me in a great mood. If you're in a terrible mood, you don't want to listen to that one. But I am in a great mood, so there you go. My featured artists this week are the Dandy Warhols, solely their album Come Down. I don't know if it was their first or second record, but it was certainly the first I came into contact with. This record was a favourite of everybody in Elbows. It draws heavily on other stuff, on other bands, really obviously, lots of the shoegazy stuff in there. But it has its own qualities. Now, if you've seen the film Dig, which is about the Dandy Warhols, it's a documentary about the Dandy Warhols and about the Brian Jonestown massacre, it doesn't paint anybody in a very good light. It looks like a bit of a crazy time. And you come away from it with a pretty low opinion of most of the Dandy Warhols. You need to sort of throw those feelings in the bin when considering some of their music, especially that early stuff. When Elbow went to France to write our first album, Asleep in the Back, we went to rural France in the middle of nowhere, and we hammered that album for 3 months while we were writing our own record. Just to give you an example of how good that record gets, this from the album Come Down is called Green. If you think you know the Dandy Warhols, I challenge you now to turn your headphones up, give it your full attention for a few minutes. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
album Come Down, that was the Dandy Warhols and Green. I can't think about that record without thinking about this next record. And as with the Dandy Warhols, with that tune I just played you, I want to know, if you've not heard this before, how it makes you feel, because these are both really important tracks to me, particularly the one that I'm just about to play. I've been playing Dove's first album, Lost Souls, quite a lot recently, due to having worked with Jimmy Goodwin both on his solo record and on the Elbow record. He came and contributed some vocals and drums while we were in Real World recently recording. Jimmy's solo stuff that he's putting together now, I think he's probably 9/10 of the way through his solo record, is extraordinary. I mean, his voice is just so infectious anyway, and he's become a good friend over the years, Jimmy, but I'm still knocked out by his artistry. So yeah, an amazing record on its way from Jimmy. I don't think he knows where it's coming out yet. I don't know if he's shopping it around yet. But free of a record deal and with an amazing record under his belt, I'm sure he won't be having any trouble getting that out, and you're going to love it. But for now, here's the first song that drew me to Doves from their album Lost Souls in its entirety. Here is all 7 minutes and 39 seconds of the stupendous Cedar Room. We'll be right back. Incredible. What a thing to have said. I did that, you know. Doves and Cedar Room. Reminds me of our first tour, which was... Doves took us on our first tour of both the UK and the US. Reminds me of making our first album, because we were listening to demos of that when we were making our first album. And it, of course, reminds me of the friendship that developed between Elbow and Doves over the years as well. But what a phenomenal piece of music in its own right. Quite without the happy memories attached to it for me. It's just an amazing piece of music. Doves and the Cedar Room. Drop us a note, take 5 minutes, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, and let us know what you thought of that.
Space. Belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We're doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, it says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company, yeah, thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million
it's
for six.
It's a million six for six of you? That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about
it?
You split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you a tenner.
Radcliffe and McConey. Space taxi.
I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
Okay, Asa Branca means white wing and is a traditional Brazilian song. This version of it is by... now what have I done with it? What are you doing, Susan? There we go. Balaki Sissoko is this version of Asa Branca. It's just lovely, absolutely lovely. I don't know if it's a cora that I'm hearing on this, but I think it is. Brazilian, I think, the song in the first place. As if I didn't just look it up on the internet. Who am I fooling? Anyway, the album's called At Peace. It's on No Format Records, and the song's called Asa Branca. Ladies and gentlemen, Balaki Sissoko.
Thank you.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Mazzy Star now, she's one of my favourite alt country voices. She's just amazing. What a great outfit. The song's called Look On Down From The Bridge. It's from their album Among My Swan. If you want somewhere to start with Mazzy Star after hearing this, then start with Among My Swan. And you know, if these tips do anything for you, you must let me know, and it will encourage me to give you more. Amazing Sunday night music, as is this beautiful thing from PJ Harvey.
Joseph walked on and on the sunset, went down and down coldness, cooled their desire and dawn said, let's build a fire. The sun dressed the trees in green, and Joe said, dawn, I feel like a king, and dawn neck and her feet were bare sweetness in her golden hair, said, I'm not scared. I turned to her and smiled, secrets in his eyes, sweetness of desire.
Title track of Is This Desire from PJ Harvey. Wonderful. The Dandy Warhols album Come Down is our featured record this week. Earlier on we heard Green from that album, and now I'm going to play you a song called Whipping Tree. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dandy Warhols.
Thank you.
Dandy Warhols and Whipping Tree. I hope you reassess that record. Once again, it's called Come Down, and it is a great one, especially if you're going to be on your own for a weekend, doing your thing, if you know what I mean. I wasn't being sexy then, by the way. This next tune was a Song for Guy recommendation from Angela Walsh in Australia. Angela never misses the programmes, which she can now prove by getting in touch and saying, "No, Guy, I never miss the programme. This is Louis Armstrong and You Go to My Head."
Of you like a kicker in a juniper too. Oh, the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Still I said to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Yes. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. My papa said, though I'm certain that this heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head
Lovely, eh? Let's keep it in that area. Chris Bowles recommended this song quite a long time ago, but I even though I knew it and I'd known it for years, I hadn't played it for a long time when Chris reminded me of it. Whenever I'm in Amsterdam, I go and see the balcony where Chet Baker died. It's a tragic tale, Chet Baker's life, but he left us this amazing music. And here's quite a gallows humour, sarcastic sort of version of how he must have felt quite a lot of the time. And if you're amused by the word Trump, then this should really do it for you. This is Chet Baker's Everything Happens to Me.
I try to give a party and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool his head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned and sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
I've telegraphed and phoned. I sent an airmail special to. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
It's been 20 years since King Tut's Wah Wah Hut. Since Alan McGee discovered the band that would go on to be at the centre of Britpop. That voice, that swagger. Today, that story continues. On Wednesday, join me, Steve Lamacq, as I welcome BDI back to Six Music. We'll be talking to Liam Gallagher about that journey. Plus, I'll have the exclusive first play of one of my favourite tracks from the band's new record, Steve Lamacq, with BDI. Wednesday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio Six Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
More music, I think. This one from February last year from Damien Girardo. It's called Nothing in the News, and it has some energy. I'm really enjoying myself. Let's see how the cat's doing. What do you think of the show so far, Jocelyn?
They were all wrong. All you had heard were ghosts of the words in a song. Nothing new heaven, all that you want is gone. Go back now, as the door has been closed.
This next song is a favourite of mine. I think it'll be on my top 10 playlist thing. I Only Have Eyes For You by the Flamingos. It's their version of the song anyway. I first heard this on a terrible B-movie about a female drag racer who makes good in a world of men. It might have been called Wheels of Love or Wheels of or Hearts of Fire or something like that. And I heard it during the film and found it so lovely that I waited up, screwed my eyes up at my black and white portable TV. I've not added that detail. I really did have a black and white portable TV in my room, which I used to peer at. It was the only one I was allowed, and I wasn't even allowed it. I told my mum that it was a computer monitor for my Commodore 64, but in actual fact, I was staying up scouring the four channels available in those days for any foreign film in case there was a pair of breasts exposed. I was only 12. Anyway, so, The Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes For You. I wrote it down. Could I find it? No. And then years and years later, my mate Stan Chow, because this is pre-internet now, my mate Stan Chow found it on vinyl, and he used to play it for me every time I went into the Night and Day Cafe where he DJed. So I'd finish my shift at Manchester Roadhouse, which is usually about midnight, and I'd wander over to Night and Day for a late drink. And as I came in, Stan would put my tune on. So that makes you feel pretty good, I've got to say. So, this is going out to my mate Stan Chow, who I love very much. Here it is, The Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes For You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. But I can't see a thing.
going into infinity, that one, doesn't it? The Flamingos, and I Only Have Eyes for You. And that, darling, darling, darlings, is that. Thank you for joining me for another week here on The Finest Hour. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Helen and Catherine and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps me put the show together. Thanks for all your Song for Guy recommendations and emails. Thank you, Jocelyn the Cat, for paying close attention. No, I don't want to disturb her again, I feel cruel. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, chickens. Night, then.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Respect in every aspect to Jah Garvey, but right now I want to wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And once again, I'm crossing time, space and genres with, amongst others, Primal Scream, Ramsey Lewis Trio, The Dot, King Tubby and the Prophets, Valerie June, Roxy Music, No The, No S and The Clash. All that and more in the first hour. In the second, well, you know how I roll. We're talking slow and mellow. As always, there's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and tunes. Case in point, this killer cut from the new Vampire Weekend album, Modern Vampires of the City. Obvious Bicycle.
Morning's come, you watch the red sunrise. The LED still flickers in your eyes. All you
outer space, face the razor, because no one's gonna spare time for you. No one's gonna watch you as you go from a house you didn't build and can't control. Oh, you outer space, face the razor, because no one's gonna spare the time for you. You are to spare the world you labor. It's been 20 years and no one's told the truth. So listen.
Don't wait.